Listening Part 1. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear a councillor explaining a new initiative during a city council meeting.
We want our city to be the envy of the country, somewhere that people can look up to as a place ahead of its time. As such, we're inviting all residents to consult on our plans to raise the quality of life here for all residents via new technologies, plans that past councils have woefully neglected to implement. The proposal we have encompasses a range of green smart initiatives, from monitoring pollution levels to wildlife counts, as well as creating green buildings, spaces at one with nature and accessible to all. We're also proposing enhancements in cycling provisions around the city, like bike lanes, and information on rentable bike availability, which we hope will be an incremental step in making commuting not just easy, but carbon zero. We believe it is an exciting time for our city. But we want to narrow down your priorities as residents in terms of smart cities, and that's where we need you. We'll be holding public consultations over the coming months, and everybody is welcome to air their views. There is a full proposal document which can be downloaded from the council website, so please do take a look and get to know our propositions in more depth.
Extract 2. You hear part of a conversation between a community centre manager and a local resident.
Look, I've really had about enough of this centre and I want you to do something about it for a change.
I'm so sorry to hear that. We've got a complaints form if you'd like
to... When I spoke to you before, you advised me to fill out a complaint form, which I did, and I've heard zero back. I want some action here. Look at the place. It's littered with rubbish and it's all from your groups here. I don't mind you putting things on for the most vulnerable, but they shouldn't be lurking around outside at all hours. One of them even went off at an old man last week. I saw it for myself. No, it's not on at all.
Yes, I remember your form now. I've taken it to the manager and she should be in touch with you about it. I'm sorry, I can't help more.
Well, I should hope so too. And I'm not the only one. I'm sticking up for the whole community here. Everyone has had it up to here.
Extract 3. You hear part of an interview with transport planner Matt Reed. Matt Reed, thank you for joining us today. So for any budding transport planners out there, can you give us what you consider the most important factors when planning routes?
Good question. The paramount factor has to be safety, and planners like me have to anticipate any potential hazards. These could be blind spots, bottlenecks, etc. But after that, I suppose it's thinking about all the road users, not just car drivers, because people aren't very sympathetic towards a new route when it's more inconvenient. And no detail is too small when it comes to factoring in problems. Take, for example, the bridge that was added near the town hall. Lorry drivers were, understandably, up in arms about it because, well, while height was considered, the tunnel underneath couldn't fit wide loads.
That must be rather tricky.
Not really. Nowadays, we can model these kinds of things, which really takes the headache out of working out any unintended problems before they happen. The real uphill battle can be working with multiple stakeholders who all tend to have their own agenda, and these don't always meet in the middle. Fortunately, this has never resorted to full-blown arguments, but it hasn't always been pleasant.